Pollock. Pasuk says the Pollock saw what happened. Vayar Pollock ben Tzipras kol ha'shoso Yisrael ha'amoiri. He saw what Klal Yisrael done, and he says he sought out a way of stopping Klal Yisrael from the tremendous koyach. And his idea how to do it was to get Bilam ben Baor, whose koyach to curse was known, his koyach was known already, at least to Balak, and he sent ministers to convince him to come curse Klal Yisrael. And Bilam was looking for a way to get to curse Klal Yisrael. As we're going to see later on. But there's a very interesting part of the story which maybe is looked over a little bit, but it's a tremendous story that we can take out. Vayokom Bilam baboiker. Bilam gets up in the morning, and he saddles his donkey, and he goes together with the Sori Moyav. He goes together with the Sari Moyav. So Rashi points out, Mikan Shasino Mikalkelas Es Ashura. From here, the Sino we see is Mikalkelas Es Ashura. The Sino of a person perverts his natural judgment, Shechova Ashuba Atzmon. That Bilam himself saddled the donkey. He went to saddle his own donkey. And then we see Hashem gets very upset. Hashem gets very upset he's going. This is very strange, because we know earlier Hashem said you could go. You're allowed to go with the Sari Moyav, and Hashem gets upset at him for going. But Rashi tells us something very interesting, and this helps us to understand this question also, that Bilam didn't have a special intention by saddling that donkey. What do we mean? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi points out, Hashem says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosho kvar kodmoch Avram Avihem shenemar vayashkim Avram baboiker vayachvosh es chamoiroi. Says Hashem, Rosho, you wicked one, Avram preceded you already, as it says vayashkim Avram baboiker vayachvosh es chamoiroi. What does this mean exactly? What is Hashem answering Bilam? What did Bilam ask? What did Bilam present? What was his statement that Hashem had to answer? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rasha, you Rasha, Kvakodmach Avraham Aviyam, Avraham Aviyam preceded you in what he did. Mashmo, that Bilam over here was trying to present some type of statement, some type of question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some type of taina, and Hashem had to answer that taina. Where was the taina, and what is the tshuva? What is Hashem answering? Kvakodmach Avraham Aviyam. Explains Rav Moshe Feinstein, and this is the side we want to understand the whole parasha. and maybe we can understand the Inyan of a Klala, Rabbi Yisai, that a Klala can work on somebody. What is the Inyan of Klala? Where does it come from? Lekalel. What is the sort of Lekalel? The Yisoid of Moshe says in Maria de Gavart that Bilam over here had a tremendous intention by going and saddling his own donkey. He knew that to get the Klal Yisrael would not be easy. To get the Kodesh Baruch to curse them, or to agree to the curse, or to cause the curse to be Chal and Klal Yisrael would not be easy. He knew this was a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved and cherished. This was the nation that he took out from Mitzrayim himself. As Balak mentioned in the beginning, Kelmot Yomi Mitzrayim, this is not only when we're going to start up with Klal Yisrael, we have to deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. They knew it right away. Of they thought that there's a way, even that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be masking, that's by finding some faults. Finding areas where Klal Yisrael are weak, where Klal Yisrael have weaknesses, and through that causing a makom lechalois of the curse, where we find a weakness, where we find a kitchen of them, there's where the Umas HaOlam can have a koyach. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger would arise, and through that would cause that he would be masking to curse Klal Yisrael, masking to the curse, not to curse, but masking to the curse of Bilam, and that curse could be chal. But Hashem made it that all that time, as Chazal tells, he did not get angry. He only saw, as we see later on, the tremendous mildness in Klal Yisrael. Matoivu oyalecha yankoiv. How great are your tents? Everything that came out of Bilam's mouth was the mildness. Loiho he bitoven biyankoiv. He didn't see anything wrong. But Bilam's intention was, let's find the fault. Let's find the area of kishaloin, of weakness, of areas that they stumbled in. And that is a makom that chalois koecha klala. That is the word of the word klala means, Rabbi Yisai. You find the fault, make kal, make easy, make weak. That was the koecha Bilam thought he could curse Klal Yisrael. And be'etzem, l'mais v'soivish ol'dova, until he was machshol them, but v'noi shitim, that the no klal was chal. Only when Klal Yisrael, Rachmanos l'slan, was oisig and znus, that caused the tremendous kitchug on Klal Yisrael and Meila, they started to die. Over the Maisa, Bilam's intention was clear. Find an area of weakness. So Rav Moshe explains here, so beautiful. Bilam gets up early in the morning. He goes to saddle his donkey. What was the intention? Says Rav Moshe, it wasn't just a mokum stam to get up in the morning and saddle his donkey because he was in a mokum of zriza stam. Eli, he meant kitchuk. He meant to show, look what I'm ready to go to do to curse Klal Yisrael. Look how strong I am in my intentions. Look how powerful. Look how powerful and strong I am to go do this Inyan of the curse. See what Messias Nefesh I have. Bilam was an honored, notable, people came from all over for his brachas and his klalas. And the Sari Moab came with all the money in the world. He was an honorable person. Can you imagine the scene? This honorable person, this choshev person, the President of the United States, the Prime Minister, sitting there saddling the donkey. It's a busha. It's something that any person of cheshivos would not be caught doing such a thing, but in those times, and especially when you have servants. But Bilam did it. Kavanosoi Zokra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was here to make a kitchen. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I'm ready to do, to stoop myself so low. Vayogam Bilam Baboiki gets up. Levayach Moshe Zasoini goes and to saddle that donkey with all his cheshivas put aside for the purpose, Mesiras Nefesh, of his intention. And this was the kitchug, says Moshe, that he wanted to make on Klal Yisrael. Are they ready? Are they holding in the same matzah? What are they ready to do for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Look what I'm ready to do for what I believe. Are they in the same matzah? And that was his taina. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was answering. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rasha, Fakodmo Chavnom Vihem. Ah, your intention won't help Zat the Ribbono Shel Olam to Bilam. They have someone much more chashuv. They have Avram Avihem. So it says, Vayash came Avram Baboike. Bilam Vayokum Bilam. You didn't Vayash came Bilam, first of all. By Avram was Vayash came. Hesh came, he got very early. Vayach Vayashas HaSoinoi. He went ahead and he saddled his own donkey. And for what purpose? To take out his only one child. We have nothing else in the world to take him out for the purpose of Akedas Yitzchak. That's what he was ready to do. To get up early and to saddle it himself. And Avram was also a Sar God of Israel. And yet, what he's ready to do to the Rebbeinu was much greater than you, Bilam. You have no makom for curse, no makom for kitchen. This is the point of Bilam. This was the terence of HaKadosh Baruch. And this is the tremendous effort of Oisai that we can learn out of Oisai. That we have to realize in life that this is sometimes a tremendous kitchuk. Chas v'shalom, I want to stay on Klal Yisrael. But what the Umar is ready to do for their beliefs, how much are they ready to go for, go through, for what they believe in, for their meshugasim, for what they believe in with all their might. It not only is dangerous physically what they do, but it also, Chas v'shalom, can create a tremendous kitchuk. They said many, many years ago that the time of the Intifada, the time when the buses started to blow up, that this was a tremendous kitchu, chas v'shalom, it shouldn't be on Klal Yisrael. But these people, strapped to a bar, okay, a lot of them are brainwashed into it. But l'maisa, some of them are doing it for what they believe in, their religion. They believe in what they feel is right, and they're ready to go to mysterious nevus, what they call it, l'havdil. They go, of course, they promise whatever they promise in the world to come. But in a certain way, they're giving up their lives for what they believe in. This was, said Adam Doylem then, I remember Rav Tusky said it also then, the tremendous kitchug on us at that time. Look what they're ready to go through for the sake of what they believe in, and what are we? Oh, it's hard to get up in the morning at 9:30 to make this man kriyishma ben hazmanim. You could sometimes get up, if you're lucky, if you set a right alarm clock, the 14th alarm clock that goes off to wake you up at 9:30 in the morning, that he's moist and nefesh, you know, his good friends are getting up at 11:30, he gets up at 9:30 in the morning, so it's nefesh. Oh, but who knows what a kitchugin is? Lo aleinu, should never have these kitchugin. Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of people who are out there who are answering all these kitchugin by their tremendous. I was in London just not recently. Mamish yesterday, I was there. Got up for Nates. I see a big minion at 4:30 in the morning. Yidden getting up in the chutzlaret. Okay, so I'm going to go out to work. We don't have to get up so early. 4:30 in the morning. Nates is mamish 5, 10 to 5, whatever it was. 4:30 in the morning. Fun mamish 20, 30 people. Mamish shtar davening v'spailus. It's a myriad of gechizik of Yisrael. Thus is Klal Yisrael. Oh, but this is the Yisoid. This we have to realize. If we want to accomplish, if we want to, first of all, take the kitchug off of us, this is where it has to start. We have to realize that what the goyim are ready to do for their religions, and what are we who understand that we have the religion? How much are we ready to give up? What are we ready to go through to get to be able to be successful in what we do? Ve'emes mefurish apasuk and mefurish avos derav nosin. When Ashira Shirim Rabbah, the Medrash said, Chazal Pasuk says in Mishlei, "Im tifakshena ka kesef v'chamat moinim tach b'seno." If I seek it out like kesef, like silver, like gold, like money, v'chamat moinim tach b'seno, and like precious jewels, I search for it. Os tovin yiras Hashem v'das elokim timotze. Says the Medrash of Shir HaShirim, "Im tivak shena ka kesef, moshal lo odom, im ha'abit selah, or Bilurin, Besor Beisai, a guy loses a few coins in his house. Kama Neirois, Kama Psilois, Humavlik, Achiyamoid Aleim Yimotse. How great does he go crazy? Where's those 10 shekels? Mamish, he'll go Meshuggah. He'll look around the house for half an hour and say, okay, it's only 10 shekel. But then his mind goes down to learn every 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, maybe it's the top calorie. It's the jelly bean jar. It could be I went to get my kids some jelly beans. It could be it dropped in there. And he's on a ladder. He's hanging from the chandeliers trying to get it. It could be this 10 shekel up there. And he's going crazy for those 10 shekel. Like, imagine the 100 shekel he's missing. For 2.5 hours, he's looking for those 100 shekel. Why? What does it mean to him? It means his life. He's missing those 100 shekel. How it hurts him so much. Say Chazal, if you want to be zirchah to Torah, you want to be zirchah to mitzvahs, im tibat shenaka kesef, if you seek it out like kesef, zav the medrash, atu yami yimot da'adavir divay Torah, shim chai oilam azeh, That's Tevat Shenaka Kesser, Rabbi Isai. You seek it out, you want to know Torah. You have to seek it out like you go to a business. How to make plans. And you make strategies how to become a rich human being. Hours and hours thinking in the stock market. How could this investment, that investment, the Torah, it should be no worse. Kal v'chomer, says the Medrash. And the Medrash says, Omer Yedik HaMaisa, Omer Rebelozo, Miyomai, Lekadmani Odom LeBeis HaMedrash, said Rebelozo, no one ever preceded me to the Beis HaMedrash. I was there, always the first one. I understood to be the first one in Beis HaMedrash, that's the most chashuv, to be there as soon as possible, not have to be woken up. Rav Shia is coming in. Come on, boys, let's go. 9:30, sitting there with the air conditioner. No, it's 9:45. Ah, it's like Miami Beach over here in the middle of the summer. Gevaldik. And Rav Shia, oh man, he's here again. Lock the door, Shmuley. It's Rav Shia again. It's not the trip either. It's not waking us for white water after. This is for real stuff. And the guy comes at the end of the Rebbe. You know, I also want to be a Talmud Chacham. Also, how do you want to be a Talmud Chacham? Sitting around. Tevat Shenaka Kesef. If you want to be wealthy, you want to be rich, you want to be somebody influential in the world, you'll make a plan how to succeed. 10 steps to succeed in life. You read Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He'll be sitting there, who knows how long, get out of the jar already, come on. You're reading the book for 2 hours already. He wants to be influential in life. That's what he wants to be. He wants to be a successful professor. Oh boy, he's going to seek it out. Speak to these guys sometimes after they've left the confines of the yeshiva and they're studying. And, you know, yeah, yesterday for that test, 2.5 hours I was studying. 3 hours I was studying. And there was no present if I get to go on the test. They didn't give me 100 shekel. I did it without that. I was motivated because why? I want to succeed. I want straight A's. I want to get into dental school, as one of my tummy told me. I want to be the only to get into that best possible dental school. Of course I have to study, get up early in the morning to study for it. Of course I have to spend hours and hours on it because I want to be successful. And in Torah, you want to be successful? What are you doing for it? Are you working to your hardest possible? Koiches! Omer Rabbi Loza! Miyomai! Lekodmani Odom LeBeis HaMedrash! There should be a fight in the middle of the morning to get into Beis HaMedrash. No, I want to be first. I should be knocking each other over. The Gemara tells the Maisi and the Gemara Yuma that they had a mashailah. The way it used to work was the one who was able to do the Trumas HaDesh, one of the Avodas, there would be a relay race. The one who wanted to do it, there would be a relay race up the Imam, and whoever got there first. The stubborn alumnus behind it was to show the guy who really wanted it would get there first. But until it came to a Matzav Sakana, one guy was running up and he bammed the other guy off the thing and he broke his leg. They had to do it for piety afterwards up to Gemara. Oh, but until then, to Mahal was a relay race. Was the Yisod was, if you wanted the Yisod, you'll win the race. Oh, I'm 475 pounds. I can barely make it up the ramp. If you want it, you'll get there. By hook or by crook. That's the Yisod. Because I was teaching us this reason for a mitzvah. Israel Belezo was Miyomai Le Kadmani. Miyomai Le Kadmani Odom Le Beis HaMedrash. I spoke to a boy last year, he also had a similar word. Miyomai, lekamari adam lechedah ochel. I was always the first one in. Oshir ends at 1:15. He happened to be the first one always. He got an excuse. He always had to go to the bathroom at 1:13. But Baruch Hashem, miyomai lekamari adam lechnitzel. He was so proud to say in yeshiva he never lost his piece of schnitzel. Miyomai lekamari adam. And I never left the base of Medrash. Before, I was the last one to shut the lights. I was the last one to shut the lights of base Medrash. I was there till the end. Ah, that was his claim to fame of Elazar. No one. I was always the first one to come and the last one to leave. You would think that's enough. Mamish, I shut the lights in the base Medrash. Rabbi Elazar, now take it easy. You're the king. You've reached the highest point. Take it easy, Rabbi Elazar. Now go to some Caesarea, find some golf course, go on retirement. So the Gemara Meredik, so the Chazal Meredik, Pamachas. One time, Rabbi Elazar got up very early in the morning. He was getting ready to be the first one. Hishtamti umatsasi. Hazabolim vatabonim. I saw the garbage men were out there. Come on, Ben Ivan, get that garbage going with his gloves, Mama. She's always working there. 4:30 in the morning. There they were, the garbage collectors. And Tavonim, for Amalti, the Hilik Rabbi Elazar, Exirim Kakesiv Tivasheno, Lechamat Moinim Tachveseno, Os Tovin Yeres Hashem, for Onu Lokas Abolim Lokas Tavonim. If you tevach shenek hakesef, the ilik atoyru mitzvis, v'chamat moyim ta'apasen, oz tovin yiras Hashem. So up there, we should be worse than these garbage men. They can look what they got for that panasa, for what? For kesef. And for me, for ilik atoyru mitzvis, v'meilo, Rabbi Elazar started to get up even earlier. Because he realized, these, what are they working for? They're working for few prutas, whatever they're working for. But they feel it's their panasa, for the Helik HaTorah. What's the med result? It's a Kal V'Chomer, Kol Shchein. That's a Chaya Olam Hazeh, V'Chaya Olam Habo. This is going to get me into the Chaya Olam Habo. From this I'm going to build my palace, L'Olam Habo. This is it. This is the real thing. This is life. For this itself, I'm not going to be the work the hardest possible cause that I have. This was the first time. How much do we feel that? A working man, you see him, he's not, you ever saw them at CS, a working man being late, being not coming on time, not coming every single day consistent, he's out, O-U-T, without Rav Noach kicking him in the pants, he's out, oh sorry Jay, I have the sniffles, Mr. Boss, Mr. Silverstein, please have Rav Noach on me, don't you hear my cough? I couldn't come today. I was tired. Please give me one more chance, Mr. Silverstein. Yeah, you have a chance. Down the block. You see that there's guys who sweep up after the dogs over there. They have an open position over there. You can join. But not over here. This is Class A work over here. You can't complain you were tired. But I'll be there tomorrow. Don't worry. Tomorrow, I'll be mitchazek. If you give me an extra 150 shekel if I come early. Can you make, Mr. Silverstein, can you be like my mashkiach? You know, if I just said Asher Yotzah, I got 10 shekel. It wasn't no part of the Asher Yotzah Gemach. And if I came, Amish, before 10:30, even though the Seder started at 9:15, they would pat, they would give me a jelly donut. You know, I remember my shirt, all the jelly coming on my shirt from that jelly donut. At 10:30 in the morning, I came, and they were there with a band. Three cheers for you for Shmuley. He met it by 10:30. Come on, Mr. Silverstein. Have a little Rachmanis. This is, that's what I was taught in yeshiva for doing anything. You know, I made a bracha. They came over, they lifted me on a chair. I made a bracha. Woo! Here it is, the new thing. If you finish a Masechta by next week, 600 shekel. Come on, you can't make these mitzayim. That's what I'm used to. I don't understand. Oh, he's learning yeshiva so many years. He doesn't get up consistent. How are you going to... Okay, that's work. Come on. I speak there. How are you going to manage? We have to make a parnosa. Parnosa. You have to make parnosa. How are you going to do it? How are you going to get up? How are you supposed to feel it? Oh, don't worry. When it comes to that, it's choshuv. So
How do you want to be a Talmud Chacham? And he wants to be a Talmud. That's what Purim doesn't want to be a Talmud Chacham. It's about Hashem and Kakesev. That has to be love, love, positive, like Yosef. That was the Mitzvah of Yosef, the Doiros, the tremendous Mitzvah, as it was for a Mitzvah of Yosef. What it was to down with a minion of Yosef, what it meant to Klal Yisrael to down with a minion, the Mitzvah of that they went through in the ghettos. They tell the stories of people running Mamish to be with Minyonim, whether it was Yom Kippur, or even every day, or to down with a pair of tefillin, what they did, Mitzvah Nefesh, they realized that it's not easy. But Tachbasena Kakesef tells a very big story over here of a Yid. This Yid lived in Aram Sova, a Sephardic community. It was a Sephardic Mekubal. His name was a Mordechai Levitan. It was known to the Oilam. I didn't know him either until I read the book. Mekitzah, he was very, very old already, Mamish, in his late years. But Lemaisu, one thing he always was makbid on, down with a minion three times. He never missed, no matter what. There was no excuses. So Lemaisu, as he got older, it was very hard for him to go out in the weather, the conditions, whatever the weather they were. So he arranged for a minion in his house. And this way, every single day, he wouldn't miss a minion. However, one day, the storm broke out. A terrible storm, mamish, lightning and thunder. And it was very, very difficult to get a minion. Mincha time was approaching, and only a few people had shown up to the minion, and he was waiting there, Halak and Mekubal, elderly Mekubal, waiting and waiting. So he asked one of his Talmidim to go. I had to look around. Please, I never command Mr. Minion. Go, find people, do anything. So this Halak Atamu was very muscle to his Rebbe, went out in the pouring rain, he's looking around, he grabs a person on the side, me no speak English, and he moved on, and he said he's not Jewish, and the next guy finally tries to get it, still he comes back soaking wet, and there's no one for, not enough for a Minion. So what happens? This Mordechai Levitan doesn't know what to do. He doesn't want to miss. Quickly he goes to his bed, underneath his bed, and he pulls out a sack of coins. Hundreds and hundreds of coins in that sack. And his Talmud didn't know what he was doing with this sack of money. So he came and he brought this sack filled with a tremendous amount of money. He looked around this apartment that he had, Mamish broken down apartment, all dilapidated apartment, all Mamish broken down furniture. And he's wondering where all this money came. So he says to his Talmud, Elio, he called him, I was saving this money for an important purpose. I plan on using this to pay for someone to say Kaddish and learn Mishnayis in my memory when he passed away. I wanted to save up because the greatest chus for Neshama, Neshama's Oseos Mishnah, to have someone to learn Mishnayis for Neshama's a tremendous zach. Is the Mordechai Levitan and Alta Mekubal understood the chashivas of what a Mishnah is, Rabbi Yisai? Understood what it means to learn a Mishnah? Rav Shach said on his kever, on his mitzvah, if somebody is going to learn one Mishnah, I will go ahead and be a meilitz for him. Because Rav Shach understood in the next world what it means, one mitzvah, how much it does for the neshama. And he was saving up all this money of Mordechai Levitan for the sake of us, for the sake of one thing, to give all this money to have people to learn Mishnayos. And now with tears in his eyes, he looked at his most halakha Talmud, and he taught him a lesson that he would never forget. Instead, I wanted to use it now. It's very easy. If you give out money, make a mitzvah, people will come to davening. 150 shekel. Go out and start to pay off the money to get people to come for 1 minute. The money that he's saving up for what? For neshama. For Mishnayos. after the niftar. Use it now. Make sure that we have a minyan. What a mitzvah is over inside. Yofa shu'achas. Ba'olam hazeh mikol chayah olam abo. One mitzvah in this world over inside. To have one mitzvah being done, but to appreciate what a mitzvah is over inside. That's the problem. How much are we mavakish it? How much do we realize what every mitzvah is? To realize to run for a mitzvah and to be excited over a mitzvah. Yeah, but we remember we're not zoicha, but we are, but those of us from Torah are in the history of Torah. All we used to see this chashivas for what one mitzvah was, to see the Shiva shlita running and running for a minyan, running to a mitzvah. He used to every day when there was an alta koyin, he used to be come from the Beis Simch to daven us in the morning. Alamaisa, the Shiva used to run. After he's finished Chazaras Hashem, he was old. He had to sit down on a bench so he could stand up. After he was coming off the bima, from the altar coin to go to his seat, the Shiva used to run to sit down on the bench to be able to stand up for an old person to become another mitzvah. The Shiva taught us what it means, one mitzvah. Into Rechbenen like a kesef, and it's so choshev into our lives, like $1,000, $1,000,000. What is it compared to? What is it compared to? The person has to get into his mayach. What is all the money in the world compared to one little mitzvah? The smallest mitzvah. Schar mitzvah. Behai al malekah, says Chazal. There's no payment for a mitzvah in this world. Why not? Says the Goyin. Because there's nothing in this world that can be a proper tashlumen, a payment for a mitzvah. Nothing. No physical thing give all the money in the world. It can't pay for one mitzvah. And how much are we ready to give up for a mitzvah, by side? If it's difficult, forget about it. If it comes easy, if I get paid for it, oh, I'm ready to do all the mitzvahs of the world. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to daven. If I get paid for it, it is early morning payment. That's the problem. We don't seek it out with all our might and all our soul because we don't realize the chashivas of what a one mitzvah is of us. We don't realize the chashivas of a kaim in one mitzvah. We're ready to sacrifice small things for mitzvahs of us. We're ready to give up important things in life. Mitzvahs and maizen toivim for the sake of money. The Mishnah said at the end of Avos, the last mission in Amis. A Meridika Maisa. The Gemara says, Amar Av Yosef Ben Kisma, Pamachas Ayisi Mahalach Baderech. I was going on the way. Upoga bi adam echad, and a man went up with me. The chayv wasn't pointing out agav. Ham achas yisvahach v'der. One time I left the confines of the base medrash. Look what happened. Look what the nesoyin happens. It's like a prime v'lozhin, not so posh to leave the base medrash. Ham achas yisvahach v'der. So the chayv v'lozhin, one time left the confines of the base medrash, already the nesoyin came. But what was the nesoyin? He gave me shalom and started to shalom. Amali Rebbe, Me'ezah Mochum Ata. So he said, Rebbe, the third person said to the Helgi of Yosef and Kisma, Rebbe, where do you live? I live in a city of great Chacham and Seifer. Amali Rebbe, Ritzoyin Chashitadri Morav and Kaimenu, Vani Atein Lecha. Elef alofim din reizov v'avonim toivos v'agolius. I'll give you millions and millions of dollars. What a wealthy life you'll live, Rebbe. You'll probably be able to learn some Torah also. I'm sure we'll build you a big library, giant beautiful shvam shranks, chandeliers hanging out, the lighting will be great. Just come live with us in our Halakha Shtot. Amalei Rebbe, Azok Deilik Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma, Amarti loibni. Imata noisingly. Kol kesev vizov v'avarim toivois v'magolish v'oilom. En idar v'mokom toiro. Zot the elgav yaisim en kisma. You can be the head of the world's bank. Give me thousands and billions. I can be the biggest on the top of Forbes. Number one, not just number eight. The machloikis, a poiskim. What number is the richest man in the world? Is he sixth? Is he fifth? You'll be number one. I feel it'll be number one in the world. Any daughter of a makom toyer. I will not leave a makom toyer. Fishibashas, peti rosh shalodom, zakab yasim and kissim turim the lesson. Because what's it worth? All the kesev is of shaboilom. Fishibashas, peti rosh shalodom, oyahim elavin loy. What escorts a person out of this world like kesev, eloy zov? There are no pockets in the tachrichim, in the shrouds, there are no pockets. There are no pockets. Like kesev, eloy zov, eloy avonim toivois, magolios. What escorts the person out of this world, ela toivro, mais in toivim, bilvach in nehemar. We say it in the siyum every time we make a siyum. As for the purpose of getting a chizuk from a siyum, realizing you finish Torah, be happy, because it says, b'salech, chotancha, oisoch, b'shoch, b'chotishmor, alecho, this world has scored you. B'shach b'cha tishmor alecha b'kever. V'akitzoysi sisichecha lo'oylam habo. Lo'oylam habo. This is the only thing that you have. Nothing else. The wealth and all the money and all the cars. Oh, you come to Echot Zaretz, you see it. People in Nebuch, they're living. What are they living for? Nachakal. I have a fancier car. I have a fancier pool, a fancier this, a fancier that. Oh, but what about Torah? How much is he ready to give up to learn Torah? To get to mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, there are great yidden, there are there, but what's the focus? What's the number one of priorities in the person's life? Is it Torah, Maisim Toivim? Or is it being the wealthiest man on the list? The wealthiest man in the shul that he drives up in his Lexus, in his Texas, whatever he drives up in, to show everybody his new car that he's in debt $700,000 for, but he shows everybody. He's driving up with his chauffeur. There he comes, Mr. Rich. There he is. What is it, Rabbi Isaac? He's like, if Yosef and Kisma, I could be the wealthiest man. What's it going to be worth? This currency is going to go be parceled. A guy sticking to his shrouds. So you see the guy right before he's nifty, he's in the parcel belt, tells his wife, bring me a sack. Bring me a black suitcase and put it in 20s with rubber bands. I'm taking this to the Olam HaMS with me. Please, you know, they're going to build him a mansion above his kever. There it is, Mamish. The new Beit HaKfarot in Westbury, Virginia. You heard about Rabbi Isai? Beside the bowling balls on the kever, they have new things. A swimming pool. A little bit outside the kever, there's a swimming pool. In case he gets bored, he's sleeping there for a long time, you know. He gets a little bored, he goes for a dip in the back, the swimming pool in the back. And there's a garage on the side to drive his car. He parks his car right next to him. Here lies Samuel Bernstein! And next to him is his Corvette! Right next to it lies the new Pesach Forest! With the Corvette, right, mom is parked outside Sam Bernstein, Esquire. Next time, when it has on the camera, Esquire, and also on the license plate. Al pishnei eidim yokum davar. The license plate and the camera both say Esquire. And Baruch Hashem, he's made it. The new Beis HaKfarot. Drive-in. What is he coming to the next world with, Rabbi Yisrael? What's he coming with? What's malava the person is only his toivu, maisim toivim. So after Halakha Mishnah lets your door, we sing it very nicely. But we understand what David HaMelech said, the Halakha David HaMelech, who had everything in the world, he was the Melech Yisrael. Vostok David HaMelech. Sok the Pasuk and Tillim Toiv Li Toichas Picho. Mi Alfeis of Ochesef. Said the Helik of David HaMelech. I'm the king. What doesn't a king have? Slaves, money, everything. What doesn't he have? Oh, it's up to David HaMelech. Toiv Li Toichas Picho. Toiv Li Toichas Picho. Mi Alfeis of Ochesef. What does it mean? So the Helika of Levitan, what does it mean? For one mitzvah, I'll give it all up. A Helika mitzvah of the Mazeh, I'll give it all up. How much are we ready? There's so many things in life that are already soiling. That's our difficulties, our tests. And there comes the question, what are you ready to give up for Torah? Is it Kastaf Beseleka Kesev? Is it mean to you like the Torah means to you like any other business proposition? Well, Torah is number 11 on the priority list. It's way down there. Even though I proclaim to be a Ben Torah with a Borsellino hat, I just bought it. They have a sale on Borsellino. We got 2 for 1. With my Borsellino hat, I know I wear it on the tilt. And my Borsellino tie, just came out, a new thing, Borsellino ties. I have it also. And my Borsellino underwear just came out. Borsellino across the rim of the underwear. I wear Borsellino underwear. I wear it also. I want to be Yeshivish. But at the end of the day, Rabbis, with all the Borsellino, where is the priority of Torah on the list? And this is the question everybody has to ask. What are we going to do with such an assignment when it comes? Oh, come on. Shmuel, can we sit down for a talk? Yes, my dear wife, Shirley. What would you like to talk about? I learned in my Shalom Bayit classes that we have to pay very good attention when our wife says, could we have a talk? Let's sit down over a cup of coffee. And they sit down, and Shirley says, Shmuel, I know you're learning for many years already, but it looks in the paper here, they're building a Jewish neighborhood in Tucson, Ohio. Look at it. Can you just picture us on the top of that villa, me and you, looking out at our beautiful 700-acre field with cows in the back. We could have cows! I always wanted as a little girl to milk cows! Please! Please! Let's move out there. Shirley, can I just ask one little question? It looks very, 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 very nice there. Cheap homes, 700 acres, fresh milk in the morning! But one question, where are the Jews? Are we going to be the only Jews there? I didn't think about that one, John. I thought we could stop the horses for a minion. Some of the people that, you know, when you go to minion, always complain. Those men, they look like horses when they daven. There's no words coming out anyway. Nay, nay, move quicker. That's all we hear, nay, nay. Doesn't sound like there's so much doubting. Woman, start up the horses! We'll make a minion. We'll be the first ones to go out. We'll do it! We'll makarev the yidin. We asked that story, man. I know, but the horses, the cows, the lambs. Bah! I wanted to have lamb chops for supper every night. Come on, Shmuel, and here comes the test. Kol hakesef yizov sheba'olam, and he died of a makom Torah. Where's Torah on the list? You're right. You'll live 70, 80 years happily on your ranch. But then it comes time to leave this world to the world that's forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. Surely, what are we going to have up there for ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, for eternity? What's going to be our home over there? What are we going to have? A shack! With a little bicycle outside, no car for you! One bike! Forever and ever and ever with a broken tire on the bicycle! That's what we'll have forever, a little shack forever and ever. What are we ready to substitute? Right, this world looks great. It looks fantastic. It looks so enticing. But what are we giving up for it? Are we giving up our children? Are we giving up our yadus? What are we going to look like in 15 years? Sam and Harry riding on horses with our horse helmets? That's what we're going to look like. We're going to look like from Yidden, raising a family of from Yidden. These are the questions you're going to be asked. And these are the questions you're always going to have. You can have that extra business deal. And you can learn an extra Seder. And the question is not about making a parnasa. The question will just be, how much more are you going to have? Will you be the one to say, in Mitali Kes, called Kesem Sheba Olam, I'm not going to mavata on that Seder that I have. Well, no, I'll be mashlim it. You know, it works sometimes. It gets a little bit, you know, not so busy. Instead of my early morning Seder, I'll come early to work and make a little $2,000, but I'll press a button and dial 612-7367 for my local shir by Rebbetzin Shirley Sample, the Reform rabbi in the shul in Tucson, Ohio. I'm going to listen to her daily Kabbalah shir. She's an expert in Kabbalah. She went to hear Madonna's classes in the Kabbalah. She's a mamish, a graduate, a student mufak, and she gives the best Kabbalah shiurim. I'll make it up here. I'll make it up there. Immediately call Kesef Shemadoylo. And what about the Bocher who has the Nisayon? What's going to be the lucrative career for the life of the Koylo young man? Ooh, there comes the Nisayon, boys. He could sit and learn for now 10, 15, who knows how many years. A life of dachkus. He might not be able to eat his Cheerios for breakfast. It might be difficult to make it even for Shabbos. Where he could live. Oh, wow. Brain surgery. This thing and that thing. There's the Messiah of this. What's it going to be? The apples or the oranges? Immediately called Kesef Shabbat. What's the number one on the priority list for myself? That was Avram Avinu's answer. That was Avram Tebulam's taina. Look what I'm ready to do for my religion. Look what I'm ready to do for what I believe in. Zokti Vedisham Russia. We may have Avram Avihem, their grandpappy who ingrained in them what it means, what he's ready to give up for the Vedisham. Not his money only. And not his personal life, but he's ready to give up his only son, who he loved. Asher Ahavto, to take him and to sacrifice him for the Yibayda Shalai love. Look what I've wrong. No one in the history will ever come to that Messiah's damage, what he's ready to do for his religion. And we are the children of Avram. Avram Aviham, he ingrained that within us. We have to dig deep, but we have to realize that's our Messiah's. By the Yid, there's nothing but the number one thing, Torah Umaisin Toivim. This is the Yisoid. This is where we have to get into our noodle. Nothing should budge us from this Yisoid, wherever we're going to be. The number one priority in life, the number one thing that we're doing in this world, is Torah Umaisin and Toivim. This is the Yisoid, and this is what we have to realize. This we have to ingrain within us, because the more it's ingrained, the easier it'll be with the Yisoidus. But if it's not, I realize they're going to be tremendous Yisoidus. But the Meshiva said over when he first came back to America, how many shunas did he was a shunas to move out to different places, different communities outside of New York, and his wife was very adamant, only be welcome to her, only over there in New York she wanted to live. And later he went to visit some chaver who moved out. Halavai, there was a mezuzah on the door of Oisa. And he opened the door of the bare-headed rabbi who learned in the Halakhi of Pa Yeshivas in Lita. We will be influenced. Baloney with salami. Says the Hilkhi Rambam Adam Nimshach Achsvi Voisov. How ingrained you have to have this to deal in the world. Their whole focus is priority number one. Is enjoying Olam Hazeh. That's the focus. That's what it all is about. There's nothing else, what boy said. That's what they all are talking about. That's what they're living for. Only for one thing. To satisfy my time is that's what the vow lives for. And Torah is just the opposite. We're there to satisfy a Kodesh Baruch. This is the Yisoid of the life of Isa. And this was Bilam's Koyach tried to put a reach against Kai Yisrael. And we have it within us, Isa. Let's dig deep. Let's understand the Yisoid. And let's make it our priority to make this a priority. Let's realize that we shouldn't come if the 120 to the Olam HaEmes is a busha v'cherpa, what did we accomplish? We could accomplish so much more mitzvahs. Oh, how a person's going to cry when he comes up. Last week after the shiur, someone came over to me, he reminded me of the famous Kamaisa with the Magid. The Magid, the Halakha Magid said, can you imagine the scene if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave one day white elephant sale? All the people in the Beis HaKfaros could get up for a few, 1 hour they have. What would they do? You see the picture, the scene, they're getting up and all the relatives are there coming, oh wow, what a scene it is, all the photographers, all the papers are there, a milestone in the history of the world, people are getting up, they're waking up out of their death, there they are, and there he is, that guy and this guy. Where would they be going? Hidden. Those who understand the Olam HaEmes don't understand. They'd be running. Running and running and running! Running to the Beis Medrash. No time for anybody. They have 1 hour. They want to use it properly, the opportunity to learn Torah and to mekayim and get mitzvahs in this world. And the Hilik of Vilna going took his sitzis and he was crying and crying before he left. Before he left this world, and he was saying, for just a few kapiks, for a few pennies, you could buy a big tzitzis, which means millions and millions and millions and millions of mitzvahs. Of schar! The Mishabura brings in Hilchot tzitzis over there, that a person who needs a mitzvah tzitzis, how many avodim and mishoris am I going to be mishamish in the oil of my emes, thousands of avodim. This is our hashkofa. Let's get it out of their brain, the hashkofa of the umois. Get it out. It's a toy scuttle that they put into our heads, that everything else is more chashiv than making a percent is more chashiv. We have to make money, we have to afford our families, but it's so impregnated to us. Chashivas of chayim means oil mazeh. When a year understands that it's not true, a year understands that the whole Torah preaches to us that there's only one thing in this world, Torah mitzvahs and Masech Tov. Let's be zeichu v'ezah Hashem to follow in the footsteps of Avram Avihem and give everything we have to keep our mitzvahs. Torah is number one priority. It shouldn't be so hard to have consistency every single day to be a Beis Medrash. And even when the difficult times, to go to be able to give up for Torah. Should be zeichu v'ezah Hashem realize what we have and our opportunity. I say it's so easy. Oh, to learn another mitzvah, to learn another word of Torah. It's there, it's available. Chap! Chap! V'ezah Hashem, v'zeicha, t'hav nachas ruach v'olam hazeh, v'gir v'nachas ruach v'olam haba, v'zeicha v'mheira, to realize this limud and be proud children of Avraham Avinu. Amen.